Hi, welcome to Stanlib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within Stanlib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And obviously there's a huge focus on the escalation of the Israel-Iran conflict, particularly the increase in the oil price and what that may do to the global economy. It obviously comes at exactly the wrong time, while most central banks are struggling to keep the inflation rate under control. A significant increase in the oil price would obviously undermine those efforts in a very substantial way. And then clearly you've got the fall off or the fallout because of the escalation in the violence and a high degree of uncertainty that accompanies such an event, and clearly that would put the world economy under additional pressure. In terms of the key economic data that we want to focus on, I think South Africa's inflation data for the month of May was released last week, so it might be useful to get an update on those numbers. Overall, you would say South Africa's inflation rate remains well under control, but the attention is on a potential change to South Africa's inflation target and where does South Africa's inflation rate go in the second half of this year. The second topic that I think is worth discussing is the Federal Reserve's decision to keep interest rates unchanged. There was no surprise in terms of the decision, but the Federal Reserve did change a number of the key economic forecasts. And I think it's useful to unpack some of those changes in order to understand what the Federal Reserve is now thinking about the performance of the US economy, given the impact of the recent increase in import tariffs. So a few things to focus on, and hopefully we can get through that over the next couple of minutes. So let's start with South Africa's inflation data for the month of May. As I said, it was released last week. And during the month, the inflation rate went up by 0.2% month on month. It was slightly ahead of market expectations. People were thinking it would go up 0.1%. I don't think there's a lot in that. Overall, South Africa's inflation rate remained unchanged at 2.8%. And if we look at the core level of inflation, that held steady at 3%. Those are very decent inflation outcomes. And if we drill down into the latest month's inflation data, there clearly wasn't a lot of upward pressure on prices. The only category that moved up and therefore contributed to the monthly increase were food prices. Food prices rose, I think, around about 1.2% in the month, which is on the high side. And if we look last month, there was a 1.3% increase in food inflation. So a little bit of pressure coming through in terms of food prices. That's pushed the annual rate of food inflation up to 4.4. 4.4 is still a decent outcome, but clearly there is some pressure in the system, and we could find that food inflation moves higher, closer to 6% over the next couple of months. I don't think we're going to be overly concerned about that at this stage. I think the underlying dynamics around the food inflation are still favorable, but it does highlight some of the risks that South Africa's inflation data is likely to experience in the second half of the year. We've also got the potential for a substantial increase in the petrol price next month and in the months after that. Already, the daily under-recovery on the petrol price sits at R1.80 a litre. That's a huge amount. Now, not all of that will be passed through in the beginning of July, but there's a sizable portion of it that will, and then potentially a further increase in August. So I think we've got to be realistic. The Iran-Israel crisis has already caused some concern in the oil price, and we've got to anticipate that South Africa's fuel price will go up further and add to some of the inflationary pressure. I think in terms of the outlook for South Africa's inflation rate, I think we're in the so-called sweet spot. In other words, I think that inflation data in South Africa remains well under control. But in the second half of the year, my expectation is that South Africa's inflation rate will move closer to 4.5% by the end of the year. That's not too problematic in itself, except the Reserve Bank would ideally want to lower the South Africa's inflation target from 4.5% to 3%. And clearly, if you've just lowered the inflation target and at the same time inflation is moving higher, that's not particularly a good outcome. So I think the timing of when Any change in the inflation target is announced is quite key. There remains a possibility that the government may announce a change in the target in the October medium-term budget policy statement. I think getting inflation in South Africa down to 3% would be an excellent outcome if we can achieve that. And there's a big question mark regarding our ability to get there. The Reserve Bank is arguing that inflation expectations will move lower if they announce a lower target, and that will go a long way to bringing inflation under control. And yes, they may have to live with higher real interest rates for a period of time, but they arguing that that's not going to do significant damage to the South African economy. From our perspective, that would be a great outcome, except there are a number of risks that South Africa's inflation data constantly experiences, and we may find that we incur some of those risks, and therefore our inflation rate over the next year or two is not quite as behaved as it's been in recent months. But nevertheless, overall you would say South Africa's inflation rate remains well contained, and therefore there is still scope for a cutting interest rates. Clearly, the Reserve Bank is adopting a cautious approach to monetary policy, and given the recent escalation in geopolitics, I think that cautious approach will persist over the next couple of months. The second topic we want to focus on is the Federal Reserve's decision to leave interest rates unchanged. I think there was no surprise in terms of that decision. So the federal funds target rate remains in a range of 4.25% to 4.5%. What was interesting, though, was the changes to the summary of economic projections. So once a quarter, the Federal Reserve puts out a range of estimates based on what the members of the FOMC are thinking, and that provides some insight as to what the Federal Reserve is projecting for the remainder of the year and then over the next couple of years. In terms of that updated forecast, what the Federal Reserve is saying is they still expect to cut interest rates twice more this year, by 25 basis points on each occasion. That hasn't changed relative to what they projected back in March. And I guess that surprised people. Many people were thinking the Federal Reserve would only be looking to cut interest rates once more this year, but clearly they remain committed to further interest rate cuts in the short term. In terms of the economic outlook, they did revise down the growth estimate. Previously, the Federal Reserve was thinking the US would grow by 1.7%. They're now thinking 1.4%. So they're acknowledging that economic activity is slowing within the US, but not expected to go into a recession. At the same time, they revised up their inflation estimate. So back in March, the Federal Reserve was thinking that core CPI would end the year 2.8%. They now think 3.1%. So some upward pressure on inflation being acknowledged by the Federal Reserve, some downward pressure on growth. And so you've got a sense of a little bit more stagflation emerging within the US economy. That still allows the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates. The reason is the Fed is a little bit more focused on the weakening economic data rather than a risk of persistently high inflation. That may turn out to be a policy error, you simply don't know at this stage, but what the Federal Reserve is saying is that they're going to focus more on any economic weakness because they're assuming that the inflationary pressure will be reasonably temporary and that in time inflation will migrate back down to its long-term target of 2%. So I think people remain optimistic that the US economy can avoid a recession, although it will slow down, and also remain optimistic that the Federal Reserve will resume its interest rate cutting cycle in the second half of the year and then continue that on into the first part of next year. That's all from me for this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up again next week. Please remember that Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider in terms of the FASE Act. Also, this podcast should not be construed as advice.